This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
204 DGS, it's weird because a human being just set themselves on fire within the past hour, and they are sitting there on CNN. They can't be more than 50 yards away from it and just doing the news, which is weird, right?
Yeah. I mean, everything's weird right now, isn't it?
I mean, someone's cleaning, like literally cleaning up a burned human being, and you're sitting there going like, well, Trump seems to be this and blah, 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 blah.
I was just telling Beth, I thought it was really weird the way that, like, because it was CNN was the audio that we played where Laura Coates is freaking out and she's going, oh my God, I can smell the burning flesh and I can't tell if there are shooters and all the end screaming and panicking and all this. And then they just cut straight back to the studio where everyone's like, well, it's going to be an interesting trial to be
certain. Very weird.
And like very calm and, yeah, you know, just, I don't know. It was like, did somebody, yes or no, just set themselves on fire?
Were you just showing these guys a picture of like someone petting a tiger or something like that?
It was a leopard sitting up on a platform and a lady was going up and petting the paw and said, oh, you're so pretty.
Yeah. So I saw a TikTok of a lady who has raised a white tiger since birth.
Oh.
And it's enormous. It's a tiger and it seems to really love her and she seems to really love it and it seems totally fine. I could never do that. Not since the bear and not since my boy Travis lost his chimpanzee mind and ate a face. Like, I couldn't do it. And I guess you could say that about dogs. I mean, dogs aren't tigers.
Different.
But, like, just knowing that there's a possibility that this thing could turn on me and take my face, nope.
I mean, I agree with you on the big cats because they're not, like, dogs are so far removed from being wild animals. Their instincts to hunt and kill, while they will still chase prey, right? If a rabbit runs through your yard, they're going to chase it, stuff like that. Although not all of them will. I've seen dogs will be like, oh, hey, rabbit, see you later. Like, you know, but most of them will chase. You're not that far away from, and look, let's be honest, they might not even mean to hurt you. Yeah. They could be playing with you and kill you by accident just because of the nature of their size and strength. So, yeah, I feel like if I raised it from young, I would probably be dumb enough to do that. But it's really risky. Like, that is super risky.
Rach, what's the 999 challenge?
Oh, okay. So this is kind of blowing up on social media, and I want to know if I'm too uptight for thinking that this is a bad idea and people shouldn't attempt this. It's the 999 challenge is you go to a baseball game and you drink 9 beers, eat 9 hot dogs in 9 innings. So basically a beer and a hot dog each inning.
Well, the hot dogs will help to absorb the beer. You're going to throw up a lot. I don't know. I've drank 9 beers in my life. I've never drank 9 beers in my life and had it end happily.
Yeah. I feel like I know some people who could do, because what's the game? 2.5 hours, right?
Well, I mean, think about it. You're going to get there probably half hour before the game.
Say 4 hours.
I would say, yeah. I mean, 4 would be long. 3 is probably on the short end. So somewhere between 3 and 4.
I know people who can drink 9 beers, and I've got a couple friends that can do that.
Oh, Yeah.
Easily. And I can handle the hot dogs. I just don't
know
anybody.
I don't think it's a team sport.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't know anybody who can do both. I can't do 9 beers in 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean.
That's interesting. So you're either a drinker or an eater?
No, I'm not necessarily drawing that parallel like that, but I am saying, like, in terms of, like, the people that I know around me, I know them as either drinkers or eaters, right? The people that I know that could do 9
they're either,
beers.
They're either dog or beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The people that I know that can drink 9 beers, there's no way they could eat 9 hot dogs. But then, like, I could eat 9 hot dogs and have.
Seriously?
In 3 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I ate about that much when I went to the baseball game and I was in the really nice Budweiser club, the new one, which is awesome, by the way. Extremely cool. Well worth it if you want to go have, like, a fun all-inclusive thing in a game. Let's see. I ate, like, 3 or 4 hot dogs. I ate 2 burgers. I ate a big cup of soft serve. I ate 2 slices of pizza.
Wow.
2 bowls of this, like, shrimp Alfredo pasta. I was like, all right, give it here.
Is this going where the segment you thought it would go, Rach?
Kind of, yeah.
Rachel's like, I had an idea.
And I had asked my buddy if he wanted to try the 9 that I went with, if he wanted to try the 999 challenge. And he ended up having probably 7 beers during that time. And he was like, nah, I don't want to do the 999. But he did do like 7 beers. And I did at least the equivalent of 9 hot dogs. If not significantly more than 9 hot dogs.
But to do them... to marry those together, to do the beers and the hot dogs. It's
That's
ridiculous.
Where the challenge comes in.
And unless you're in some sort of all-inclusive suite, how much money are we spending on this beer and hot dog, people? Like, that is insane.
The two of them together are probably $20. So you're probably looking at $180, $220 bucks, somewhere in that range.
To make yourself miserable so you can post it on TikTok.
Right.
I mean, it's just one of the, I mean, I hate to, you know, be the like, oh, don't do this trend, but it bothers me. It's gotten under my skin.
I don't think I could do it if it were 9 Diet Cokes.
Yeah.
I don't want to drink 9 of anything.
Depends on the size of the drink,
no,
right?
No, I mean, if you put like a cans, gun to my head, like I could 9 cans. Do it. But it would be miserable to drink 9 cans of anything.
Right.
So if you think about it, an inning on average is total, like top and bottom, probably 15 minutes at the most. Probably 10 minutes more likely. Like on average. So can you drink a can of Diet Coke every 10 minutes for 3 hours?
Not happily.
It'd be so
uncomfortably that's what I'm saying.
Full.
Yeah. And the. I know the beer is not as carbonated. I know the carbonation is going to make you feel miserable.
The beer is going to make you feel so much more full and gross than the diet soda.
Yeah,
I feel like anyway.
This is really making me want to try it. Not with beer, but with the soda.
Yeah, but it's not the challenge. Right?
Okay, well, fine. There you go.
But that's a dumb challenge.
Right, open up a fun door, and Gavin's like, nope, not going to happen. It's stupid.
I'm just saying it's not the challenge. You can do what you want, brother.
Waste of time. Shut up.
Do what you want, brother. Be you.
Andrew's just trying to open a dialogue here.
I was watching
I almost offered to pay for it, but I don't know if I want to pay for this one.
No,
it'd be
I don't
a
want to see
hundred.
Andrew in that amount of pain.
We could just do it here.
I'm
we
okay
could
with
just,
that.
We could just give me... We could do 999 segments.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. 9 hot dogs, 9 sodas.
How many
segments
do we have on the show?
16. 16,
yeah. 16, 16, 16.
Oh, boy. Let's go.
So, yeah, 4 and 4 would be nothing for you.
4 and 4 is what I do on a normal day.
Yeah, that's lunch.
That's
lunch.
I mean, I'm on my, like, 45th ounce of soda today. I mean, That's nothing.
Maybe 888.
I think
dogs and 8 sodas and 8 segments.
I think I could probably do 888. The sodas would be the harder one, but I think I could.
Can we even do this stuff anymore since we became such wussies?
I was gonna say I don't know if that's are we getting in trouble?
Well, I mean if we just don't ask anybody.
Yeah.
I mean I'll sign an app. I'm not gonna die.
None of these people listening are gonna tell on us. They want to see it happen.
Yeah, I can tell you for a fact I'm not gonna die from 8 hot dogs.
We got this fancy new ring light in here. We better put it to use.
Yeah, that's what the world's biggest ring light there is for.
Well, if you want,
you need to eat a
if
dozen
you
hot
want,
dogs.
Okay, so, but they have to be big dogs, right? They have to be some, they can't just be.
Yeah, they're not regular old ballpark Franks. I mean, the ones you get at the stadium are bigger than a regular, like, package of hot dogs at the grocery store.
Not that much bigger, though.
If you want to buy it, I'll pay for it, so.
Okay, I'll look into it. I'll look,
I'll
do my research. I want to research the size, especially because the ones that I was eating at that game the other night were not
No, but
no, you don't have to eat footlongs or
anything.
Yeah,
they were not enormous hot dogs. They were pretty normal size.
Isn't that disappointing when you go to a suite and you're expecting the real ballpark dog?
But I'll tell you what, the food that they have in that Budweiser Club is, I mean,
I've never seen you more passionate.
It's next level. Like, it isn't the normal, like, again, we
Did
sound
you feel
super spoiled,
bad when you ate all that food?
Like guilty or like...
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Did you feel sick?
I've sinned against God. Yeah.
I've known you longer than to ask if you felt guilt.
A sacrilegious amount of food. Yeah, no, it was, I didn't feel great. There was a couple things. So I ate a burger in rapid succession, I had a burger, a brownie, and they're big brownies, and another burger. And that was the one that I wish
I could
take.
Kind of a dessert for your dessert.
Yes, I wish I probably would have cut. If I could cut one of those two things out.
So triple B.
Yeah, if I could
burger,
cut out.
Burger, brownie, burger.
If I could just go double instead of triple, I think I would have felt much better. Because that felt like the tipping point. But the pizzas were great. The shrimp Alfredo pasta, weirdly enough, did not make me feel.
I don't think you're doing what you think you're doing. I think you think you're helping the Budweiser place out, but I don't think you are, because now people are just picturing eating bowls of shrimp pasta.
If hanging out and getting lots of free delicious food sounds good to you, I highly recommend.
Free, huh?
That's all I'm saying. Well, free
all
when
inclusive.
You pay for it.
Yeah.
All inclusive.
I do love how this segment started with me being like, there's this challenge. It's horrible. I don't think anyone should do it.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Doing it.
And Andrew's like, literally, hold my beer.
Yes.
Is that? I didn't know that's what you were saying. I thought you were just saying it was.
This challenge disturbs me, and I think it's unsafe. And now it's like, no, we could probably get Andrew to do it on the show.
I thought you were saying it was just a thing people were doing.
It's like, hold my beer. I got it.
I didn't know you were disturbed by it.
You probably know this story, but a lot of the people listening don't. The DGSOGs do, but how many years ago was it when we had the eating challenges? When Close screwed you guys?
Probably like 7.
Okay.
Yeah, that
six,
was like
7 years ago.
Seven
so
to 10.
I started
like all in.
It by saying I could eat 5 roast chickens. And then everyone started saying, well, I could eat this and I could eat that. And it ended up with Mark Close saying that he could eat 100 donut holes. So, of course, I brought in 100 donut holes, which takes up a lot more space than you would think.
Yeah.
It's like a tiny person coffin.
Yeah.
And so he took his first bite of his first donut hole, and he started choking. And he refused to go on. That was it. So I took 99 donut holes and put them on the front step of the Luna's house and then took off running. And then later on, somehow it became how many McDonald's large fries could you eat? Mm-hmm. And so Rach and Tony, were you in on this one?
I was.
Ate how many?
We each had at least like 3 boxes of fries that we were trying to get through, large boxes.
And Mark ate about 7 fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they called him out on it, he did the whole like, I carped you. You guys really took advantage of it. You're so stupid. Why would I eat all these fries?
And as Rachel pointed out, you bought all that stuff.
I did.
And large fries are like $4 or $5 a pop. So you bought like probably close to $100 worth of French fries. And Mark was like, carped you. And Rachel was like, you just carped Dave into buying $70 worth of fries that you knew that you weren't going to eat. What do you mean you carped us?
We did it a couple times.
And he confessed. He did later confess with the, because he said the donut holes got hung up. But he confessed privately years later that he threw the competition because he got scared about how many there were once you actually put 100 in front of him. Now, I've always
confessed
come through.
Privately.
I've always come through on my challenge.
He went to a priest.
He's
like, off his chest.
Because one of my
forgive me, Father, for
I've
sinned.
Area 51.
I came through on the 40 and 20, which was the 40 chicken nuggets in 20 minutes. I came through
that
on
doesn't
that.
Even sound impressive anymore.
Yeah. You just seen
no.
Me,
I mean, I couldn't
seen
do
me
it. Yeah, no. Yeah. After now that I've heard what you ate at the Budweiser Pavilion,
that was over like 4 hours, not 20. That was hard. The 40 and 20 was really hard.
Let's do the triple eight.
Okay, I think I can do triple eight.
Okay. Well, we missed storm mode by what, about half an hour last night?
Mm-hmm.
It was storm mode in like hell when I got home.
Yeah.
I mean, the news was wall to wall.
Mm.
Think we. Did storm mode here for like 2 hours.
5 o'clock hour.
I heard it.
TIPM turned into it.
I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Trish Gazal called.
Oh my gosh. She had such a great call.
Yeah, I heard it live because I was listening to storm mode and she called in and She was stuck in the rain, so she called and talked to Michael Calhoun.
I'm gonna need to hear a recording of that.
It was very, very cute. When she hung up, she said, "Love you, Michael," and Michael got flustered.
Oh,
it was very cute.
Uh-huh. And you saw something?
I saw what I believe to be lightning striking a big like power transformer and that power transformer exploding. So we were on 70 like downtown heading towards the McKinley Bridge, and we saw this bolt of lightning come down and hit something off in the city that was low enough that we couldn't see it. But what we continued to see for a few seconds afterward were these big, very bright blue, I mean, just flashes. It looked almost like explosions.
It.
Yeah, and it was really cool. I've never seen
aliens.
That before. Huh. Very cool. It was kind of beautiful, if I'm
Can
being
I
tell, honest.
Since you brought it up, I have it on my sheet. I'm sick of and pissed about aliens. I'm over it. I'm just show yourself or don't. I'm
call
sick
them
of
out.
It. I saw an article about the USOs, the undersea, you know, and I'm just like, F off, whatever. Either I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of like the TikTok, like what's that? Oh my gosh! Do you show yourself or don't? Go back to where you're from. Go
Calm
back
out,
underwater.
Man. I'm with you.
Quit flirting with us.
Yeah.
You came all this way from Zeta Reticuli, and you're going to just sit here and hide from us?
Yeah, I really do feel that way. Just like, do something.
They're going to show up, and Dave's going to be like, it's too little, too late.
Yeah,
do a dance for me, guys. Or blorbs.
What's your ruling, Rich?
Okay, so today I was driving to work, and behind someone at a stoplight, and it was very classic. Light turns green. They're obviously on their phone and don't notice that the light turns green. The thing is, it was a first responder in front of me. And I'm thinking, should I honk? Should I not honk? It went on long enough that finally I did give as friendly of a as
beep,
possible
beep,
yeah,
beep, beep.
Honk as I possibly could. And they were not happy that it was like definitely like look in the mirror. Because it's like sometimes people will honk at me and I just immediately go, oh, yeah, it's time to go. But they like got a little annoyed and looked in the mirror and then.
Well, like, ambulance?
It was a firefighter, actually. Ah. It was like a SUV, like a firefighting SUV.
Oh, okay, okay. So
that's
a support vehicle. Yeah.
That's on them.
Yeah.
But I just felt uncomfortable beeping because I don't want to be, like, disrespectful or anything. But it's like you got to move whenever the light changes.
They're just normal people. I mean, they're superheroes, but they're normal people unless they're on the job and the lights are on and you're getting out of their way. If they're just sitting at a light, looking at their phone, texting with their girlfriend, then they're just someone who's in your way.
And I did confirm that they were looking at their phone because then the next light we pulled up to, there was two lanes and I was next to them and I looked over and they were texting and stuff.
You got traffic ruling from this morning, too.
Let's hear it.
All right. It's coming down 40 on the way to work. I'm in the left lane and there are two cars in front of me. There's an SUV immediately in front of me. And there's a car in front of that in the left lane going pretty slow, like 60-ish, which is pretty slow for the left lane. I drive a little faster than that. Not crazy faster than that.
You got a Camaro with a spoiler.
Yeah. So I decided I'm not going to sit here behind them. I just went around a little bit, came across a couple lanes, moved back over, and bro in the slow car decides it's time to come chase me.
Ah,
oh,
so he's
goodness.
Like coming up on my butt, like I did something to offend his sensitive.
So you just passed on the right?
I went, but not even on the lane to the right because there was another car there. So I moved over, paused, looked, nip. All right, moved over again, and then went, and then moved back into the middle. And then this guy decides, I'll show this person, and tailgates me for a little bit. So I just speed up a little bit, get away. And then when I get off, they pull up behind me on the exit. I'm like, this is going to be great. And then they didn't really say or do anything, but like. Why do people do that?
I don't know.
Why do you get mad if someone passes you? If you're going slow in the left, that's your fault. Just deal. It's okay. I move over for faster cars every day.
Same
every
kind
day.
Of person who would honk at a first responder.
Wait, me
like,
or them?
Beep, beep. I was like, go, please.
Yeah, when you give them the little roadrunner,
you know,
that's not that big of a deal.
But my Jeep is incapable of that. It's only capable of, and so I typically don't get to honk at anyone.
Because
you don't want to be rude.
Right.
Yours has got, is it a longhorn or is it just louder than it should be?
It's kind of personal.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Do you think there's something that changes in our brains whenever we are driving a car that makes some people do just become more petty. Like, how dare you pass me?
Sure.
I am the only car on this highway.
Yeah.
It's the,
I'm so hypocritical. I try not to be on my phone. I really do because I don't want to die or kill someone. But The other day I was behind someone much like you, Rach, who was clearly reading a novel, and I was so mad.
Was it Andrew?
And then at the very next stoplight, I got honked at because I was looking at it. So,
that reminds me, I should check my phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
236 DGS, our buddy Sue Thomas is here from down the hall. Sue at 2 on Fridays. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for having me.
Excited about the bulldog rescue tomorrow?
Well, yeah.
Nice.
I've got Andrew at my table.
Get
what
out.
Can go wrong?
No, yep. Not a damn thing.
Uh-huh.
We're going to win.
Yeah. And we've won this before.
And Oscar's going to knock the AV equipment over.
Oh, yeah. He's done that in the past.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss seeing Lizzie.
Why are you not? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Got that whole thing
I gotcha.
Going. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have something in your honor.
Maybe I could bring Lizzie to see my mom.
That'd
shake
be...
things up.
Yes. Hey. Whether they'd like it or not. Yes.
You know how fashion goes in and out, and things that look so stupid 20 years ago, and now people are wearing them and blah, blah, blah. Do you think men tucking in their shirts will ever come back?
I hope not.
Because to me... Unless you're a male model, you just can't tuck in your shirt.
What especially kind of shirt are we talking
about? Not like a dress shirt.
Okay.
That's fine. In fact, I hate the untuck it guy.
Yes.
Like, he cut 2 inches off a shirt and he's a billionaire. That
yeah.
just makes me mad the
I'm
same way
jealous.
When I invented Spanx.
I wish I didn't,
You invented
Spanx. I didn't invent Spanx.
Of course you did.
But I'm talking like... I know cargo shorts are out, but let's just say they come back in. Cargo shorts and like a polo can't be tucked in. If you have a normal bod.
Oh, I see. You're talking about the belly situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not coming back, right?
No.
I don't know. Everything seems to come back
Kevin,
around.
You don't tuck in, do you? Because you're looking kind
I didn't
of
tuck in when I didn't have a front porch.
Front porch,
I'm
eh?
Not a big fan of the... I don't like the... I'm all tied up. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like to have you like to have options.
Yeah, I like to have movability.
I can show you my belly right now.
Yes, of course. I mean, it was important at one point.
Your belly was?
So whenever I during the winters, if it's especially cold and I'll wear a hoodie, I'll put on my t-shirt, I'll tuck that in, and then I'll put on my hoodie. But for about 5 seconds, I'm just standing there with a tucked in t-shirt.
Doesn't feel good.
And I just lost like 30 pounds before that. Ooh. That ain't good.
What about if you put them on, tuck it in, and just kind of blouse the shirt a little
yeah.
bit? Pull it up just a little bit, a little
oh,
bit
no.
of hangover.
You mean with nothing over it?
Right. Just
no.
just kind of, you
no,
know, so it
hangs.
You know what I'm
worlds.
Talking about, Rachel?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yes.
kind of just tuck it in with a little hangover.
Well, let,
no,
me speak, over. Let me speak for the bigger gentleman, too. Speaking of blousing things a little bit, you need to kind of blouse things a little bit
yeah.
when you're a bigger gentleman. When you tuck in, like, a t-shirt or whatever, there is... Ooh, there is nothing left of the imagination at that point.
I mean, that's why we don't tuck in the t-shirt.
I have another question about the future.
Yes.
So I don't have enough money at the moment to retire and live as long as I'm probably going to live. You know, my mom's 97. But at this point, I'm working for the kids' inheritance. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And what I was thinking last night was, I wonder if it's going to be anything like our retirement. Because my dad's retirement was basically like mine. He worked into his 60s and then he had savings and he got Social Security. That's same thing with me, with just different numbers, right? But when Phoebe, so Nick's 29, Phoebe's 19. So help me with the math. So in what, 50 years, 40 years, 40, something like that? I can't imagine that retirement's going to look anything like it does now. I'm guessing there'll be some sort of universal basic income.
I'm trying to justify
just spending all their money.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You think there'll be more Social Security and more stuff rather than less?
I think it'll be more, and I don't mean the word socialist as in like socialist, but I think it'll be more socialistic than it is now. I think it's almost going to have to be.
We don't have any money. Where is that going to come from?
People like Zuckerberg and Bezos and, well, you guys explain, youngins.
I don't know.
Here are my two thoughts on it. Number one, I kind of don't think we'll have something like that because, like Sue said, we're out of money, and I just don't. I think change takes not decades, but like hundreds of years in this country. That's why we just haven't had
that. So you think you're
much.
Looking at what I'm looking at?
I think I'm looking at what you're looking at, but also, you've got smart kids. Spend their inheritance. Whatever, they don't need it.
Yeah, that's all I needed to hear.
There you go.
Sorry, honey. Andrew said that I could.
That's coming from a guy who blouses his shirts and can eat 9 hot dogs in 9 innings. Have you heard this?
I mean,
the 999 suit?
9 hot dogs in 9 innings.
9 hot dogs and 9 beers in 9 innings. That's what the kids are doing now.
Oh, no.
So Andrew's going to do 888. 8 hot dogs, 8 Diet Cokes, or regular Cokes.
Regular Cokes.
In 8 segments of the DGS.
Oh, yeah. Andrew.
And we'll have to average out the segments because some of our segments are only like 2 minutes long. And I definitely can't drink a soda and eat a hot dog in 2 minutes.
So what's
you might just have to do it in quarter hours, like do it every 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's 2 hours.
What size soda? Just like a can?
Yeah, well, I'll do like a can or like a, like a healthy cup.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Like a solo cup.
For some reason, this reminds me of the time that he ate cereal with milk.
Yes.
That was gross.
And he did not care for that.
That was gross.
No, he doesn't like milk in cereal. But this is a lot. That's hot dogs, I can see it, but that's a lot of liquid.
It is. See, that's what I was telling them. I was telling them the sodas are the hard part. The liquid is the hard part.
It's more the, I think the carbonation more.
Yeah, that and both of those things.
Because I can eat pretty much any amount of hot dogs. I mean, that's not really a concern of mine.
It doesn't even sound like a brag when he says it.
No, sounds like a fact.
He's thought about it.
Because I'm not bragging. I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying it is what it is. Look, the truth is the truth, whether you hide it or not.
You know what would be good? QT hot dogs.
Are those good? I've never had one.
They are good.
They are good.
Yeah, they are.
Hold on. There's a caveat.
Well, the caveat is that I think those are actually bigger than the typical ones that you would get. Because they are some thick boys.
They're big boys, Dave.
Yeah, they are some healthy suckers there. So I think that those might actually be a bit larger than... You know, I'm not trying to make it harder than it has to be.
Another future thing, I don't think Sue Thomas is going to like this, but one of you guys might. Well, it's not a future thing because the story is someone just did it. Two kids, their dad died. They cremated him. They took his ashes, put it in tattoo ink, and got matching tattoos with their dad's ashes. Well, how's that hit you? Does it hit you sweet, Hoosier, gross?
I would say, to me personally, probably closer to sweet. I mean, it's like, you know, I think that that's a lot better than like, you know, they're like, I mixed it up with some marijuana I bought and smoked it or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's tacky.
Didn't realize those were the two options.
Now, that one I would classify as Hoosier.
Well, that's not the only two options, but I've heard of people doing that as well, and I find that to be incredibly tacky. But I think, I don't know, I think making it into a tattoo is nice, unless it's like a really stupid tattoo, unless it's like a... skull or whatever. That's kind of tacky.
Yeah. I don't think
it's superfluous.
I wouldn't call it tacky. For me, it's a little, I would not do it. To me, it's a little weird to be like, now your remains are a part of my body. Like, that is a little odd. But I always think it's nice when people get like a diamond ring made or something, or they play in a tree or the mushroom suit type thing.
The vinyl album.
Yeah.
You can do that.
What's the mushroom suit?
That's when you're buried in a like biodegradable suit that it eventually you're like sprouts mushrooms in the shape of your body, I'm pretty sure.
Huh.
Kind of cool.
Okay.
Okay, but if I'm walking through the woods and I see mushrooms in the shape of someone's body,
I don't think it's like there's the fingers and toes, but it's like the general
still, man,
shape.
Even if it's a general outline, it's like,
what if it's shaped mushroom? I am running as fast as I can.
Andrew's like, mushrooms. Let me just try one of these.
I could eat 8 mushrooms.
Plus, I don't think they just do it in the middle of Gordon Moore Park. I think
No, it would be in a, okay, it's not just in the woods.
Right. Yeah. Water burial's the new one.
Water barrel?
Just burial.
Burial.
I'm tired, so I'm saying words incorrectly.
Chuck you off a boat?
It's like water mixed with something else to where it biodegrades your body.
Yes, I've heard of
this. In a healthier, not for you because you're dead, but in a healthier way for the planet, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
There's nothing good. TikTok, for whatever reason, has shown me a couple of cremation videos, and I'm a firm believer that when you're gone, you're gone. Even if you go to heaven, you're gone out of your body. But I don't know. Yeah. I've always wanted to be cremated, but after watching kind of how they do it. 250 DGS, happy Friday. Fast food news.
Absolutely. So tomorrow is 420, the unofficial stoner holiday. So, of course, couple of fast food places are getting in on the holiday and doing specials. Like Jimmy John's, they are launching the Deliciously Dope Dime Bag for $10.
That's subtle.
Good grief.
Yeah, is a curated combo meal featuring a hand-sliced smoked ham and provolone cheese sandwich topped with jalapeno ranch, extra oregano basil, sliced pickles, crispy jalapenos, and fresh sliced lettuce and tomato, along with a pickle, a fudge chocolate brownie, and a serving of Jimmy chips. For $10, that's a pretty good deal.
Is Jimmy John's known as like stoner food, or is all food known as stoner food?
I would put them in that category, just, you know, knowing some stoners in my life.
Okay. Freaky fast, that kind of thing. That. I'm just super like stoned. I needed a sandwich.
Working at the sandwich shop, you know.
Yeah.
Insomnia Cookies are launching a new limited edition collection in honor of 420. It basically, it's just like munchy food. Strawberry cornbread filled deluxe with Mike's Hot Honey. And then you can get Mike's Hot Honey as a cookie topping. And then they're doing walking cookie tacos. This is 12 mini chocolate chunk cookies. Complete with the choice of drizzle and topping.
Is hot honey a stoner thing, too?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. We're learning a lot here on the DGS. The day before 420.
I don't know my stoner food.
One more stoner story, and then we'll move on to normal fast food news. Wingstop is lighting up 420 with the launch of a new THC rub, the hot chili. That's what they're calling it. It's just kind of corny and silly. THC, marijuana. The hot chili. That's what it stands for.
Okay. That's stupid.
It is dumb.
That's like Amy came up with it.
I generally think 420 is just like a very silly, cringe thing to openly talk about. And all these businesses hopping on it, it's like, oh my gosh. But that's what we do with everything nowadays. So that's okay. Wendy's is offering free any size fries with any in-app purchase every Friday through the end of 2024.
Wow.
It's kind of cool.
Are those good fries, Andrew? Is that a Wendy's? Is that a go-to?
Yeah, they got good fries.
I love Wendy's fries. Taco Bell has announced the launch of a new secret aardvark nacho fries starting April 25th. Aardvark. So I guess a secret aardvark is a Portland-based hot sauce company, and they're collaborating with
Taco Bell. I was super confused. I'm like, what are aardvark fries? That sounds terrible.
Made from real aardvark.
Are those pretty good, the fries?
I've not had those.
Taco Bell fries?
The nacho fries are good.
Yeah, the nacho fries are pretty good.
Well, so
I don't typically like fries with stuff on them.
The nacho fries taste fine, but they are... They're not crispy. You're going to get soggy fries.
Yeah, they're mushy. They're a little mushy,
They're mushy, and so that kind of takes some point. I like a crispier fry, so that I don't care for the soggy.
I mean, the outside is pretty crispy usually when I've gotten them, although there have been a couple times that they've been bad where they're tell they were old.
I mean, you know, your mileage may vary. It's not been my experience.
Can you imagine going back, I was going to say 10,000 years. You could go back 300 years and what people were eating, and if they could see us pouring cheese and bacon on fried potatoes.
And then, like, throwing away the fries because, like, they're a little too mushy.
Yeah.
They're not crispy enough. Mm.
One more fast food story here. This is from Denny's. They've put together a new berry waffle slam. It includes two waffles made with real butter and pearl sugar, topped with seasonal berries and caramel sauce. The slam comes served with two eggs made to order, two bacon strips, and two savory sausage links. Berry selection is based on seasonality.
I don't know what pearl sugar
is,
but it sounds
good. Right now. Stand by. Oh, what? Belgium pearl sugar. But it doesn't say. Pearl sugar is a type of specialty sugar used in baking. Sugar crystals are compressed together to form larger nibs of sugar. Larger nibs of sugar, Dave.
I have a list of ways to tell if someone is a stoner, and this is not like comedy.
Okay.
These are like real things that people suggested. If someone calls it marijuana, they don't smoke, but if they call it weed, they do.
Okay.
If they're American and they know offhand how many grams are in an ounce. Rach laughed a little too hard at that one. I love this
one.
No
comment.
At family gatherings, they're usually the ones playing with the kids.
Well, that's not fair.
That's like, what's wrong with that?
Someone sounding a lot like a stoner.
Wow.
Rachel's like,
don't protest a bit too much.
They have an unusual affinity for band T-shirts.
Okay.
They go out
like Dave Glover on that one.
They go out on their lunch break, but you have no idea where they go.
Well, I'm going to KFC. But no one questions.
Also a sign. No, sorry.
Right.
Going eating to. KFC at work every day to the point where your coworkers are thinking about staging an intervention.
Yeah. What do you think of this? An airline agent told a passenger that their checked bag was 1/2 pound too heavy, but suggested that they might let it go if they tipped them.
Wow.
So the customer gave them $5 and they passed them through.
Extortion.
That's messed
up. But I would do it because it saves you $20. Or
that's exactly right. It saved them money.
How did we find out about this? Did they post about it?
I'm sure they posted.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure that happens all the time.
Jerks.
1/2 pound for $5?
Rach has threatened me with a sign.
I'm like, please tell me about ophthalmology associates.
Also a sign.
Do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.